Welcome home, dear. I know, we're both at our new home at the same time, but it just felt right saying it. And I know we still have to move all your things in from your old apartment, but this home is now both of ours now. This is one of those few perks of being pseudo-royalty that I spoke of before. We have a small mansion, mostly to ourselves. Yeah, I say mostly because we have a few servants on staff, and if family shows up needing a place to stay, we're obligated to put them up. After all, it's hard for most mist folk to find a place to stay in the human realm. But in general, we have as much privacy as we like. I even cook most of our own meals. I just have to work two jobs and maintain some paperwork for the family. I'd say that's not a bad trade-off. The jobs, well, there's the librarian job at the border between our realms. Then there's checking the barrier between our realms and making sure that nothing's broken it and patching any holes. Both are relatively easy for me, and the paperwork isn't hard at all and rarely needs correction. Just signing off on finances and things like that on this side. No, of course not. It's okay. You can keep working too. In fact, I encourage it. With the magic now coursing through you, you might find it easier. In fact, if you're not put in for a promotion soon, I would be surprised. Your bosses should be seeing you in a whole new light soon. So, how about a small tour of the house while we head to the bedroom? I know the foyer is nice, but it's only a small part of the house. Come with me then, my love. On the left here is the dining room. On the other side of it is the kitchen. On the right is what's formally known as a sitting room, but it's a living room. Down this way is the guest wing. We have a dozen guest rooms. On the other side, we have servants' quarters. Only 3 of the 6 are occupied at the moment. And down this way, we have the main wing with the master bedrooms, baths, and what I like to call the game room. We can check those out later, though. This is our new bedroom. Ah, yes. It does seem to be bigger than your old apartment. I'm sorry. All this may seem like gloating to you. If it helps any, my home in the mist is smaller than your apartment. We only get to live in this mansion because I have the power to maintain the barrier. The day I can no longer do that, or the day I have to retire and move back to the mists, we get to live in that tiny little hut, and well, we get to go back to living a small, quiet life. But for now, how about we enjoy this and see how that giant bed feels? I put a nice spell on the sheets to enhance our pleasure. Care to try it out? Oh, no. I'm sure it'll be safe. I'm getting better with magic, and this is one of my safer spells, after all. You will? Oh, thank goodness. Let's go enjoy ourselves, then. And that would be the magic that removes our clothes. Don't worry, in the morning they'll be in the dresser, fully laundered and ready for the day. Sorry, I should have mentioned that. That's old magic. That's something that was put there by my great-grandmother, I believe. So it's perfectly safe. It's been there, tried, tested, and true. Oh yeah, this mansion's been in the family for generations. Mm-hmm. This bed's been around for a while. It's okay though. Are you ready? Do I need to get you in the mood? I know what will get you in the mood. Than you've ever been. I need you and me right now. Oh, take me, my love. Fill me with that giant meat with between your legs. Oh, just stuff me full. Oh, wait. Oh. Let me cast a small spell. There we go. No, it's just for me. It loosened me up. I should be able to take you now. Just shove it in. Oh yeah, just shove it in. It'll be safe. Oh yeah. Oh, Bear Mother. I feel you halfway through me. I told you it'd be fine, but holy fuck. Holy fuck. Please.
Please go slow at first. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, you are going to split me in half. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I feel you moving in and out. Oh, reorganizing. Oh, everything inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fill me more. Oh, my love. Yes. Oh, I want more of your thick, hard, spicy cock. Deeper in me. Fuck yes. Oh yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Oh yeah. Oh, grow it hard. Grow more. Ah, I wanted to come out my mouth. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, come inside of me, please. Oh, fill me up. Oh, yeah. More. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yeah. Harder. Oh, fuck yes. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, give me more of your meat. Oh, more of your, more cock. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I feel my juices just squirting out around you. Oh, fuck, yes. You're touching everything inside of me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, everything inside. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I feel you coming inside in torrents. Oh, fill me. Oh, expand me. Yes. God, yes. Oh, my love.
You're glowing. One thing at a time. But, you're glowing. I think you absorbed a bit too much magic at the hot springs, and now it's taking effect. I can feel you all the way up past my sternum inside of me, and I think you might be stuck again. And, my dear, I think you might be transforming into a mist folk, an animal of some sort. This might take most of the night, so we should be patient, okay? Just be calm and we'll get through this, okay? Or, you know, we could fuck our way through it. We've got all night after all. Mm-hmm.